Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. One of Silicon Valley's hottest stars jumps ship to save a sinking ship. All right, maybe I'm being a little bit harsh. They aren't necessarily a sinking ship, but they're kind of tilting to one side. They're listing to a side. So, when you're listing, listing, as a ship, you're leaning to one side, and it's not really the best position to be in. So, you can't move forward very fast if you're doing that. Listeners, thanks for joining us today. This is Bill Quinn, and we are on day two of our advanced article, Yahoo Gets a New CEO. You can find it in your magazine on pages 28, 29, and 30. Who are we talking about, Josh?
We're talking about Marissa Mayer, Bill. She is a well-respected Google exec that has joined the ranks of Yahoo.
Okay, that was Josh Mooney, and he was here yesterday for day one of this article. And let me just, before we get into today's reading, Josh, let me get something good from you.
Well, I like that Jonathan Yarmus, an analyst at HFS Research, called this a PR masterstroke. And when you do something that's really smart that might surprise your competitors, you can call it a master stroke. And that's what Yahoo needed to get their employees and investors excited about the future.
Okay. Amanda Young-Pierre is also here.
Yes. Hi, listeners. Good to be back with you. I think for me, it's the fact that you can't snicker, we learned yesterday, you can't laugh behind the back of Marissa Mayer. She's somebody that has accomplished a lot in her time at Google. For most of our listeners, they have most probably used already today their Google search, possibly their Gmail, or checked the news through that. And so we can't snicker at any of her accomplishments.
No, and it's something that the reason this is even in the article about this word people snickering at previous moves is because Yahoo has struggled. They've had five CEOs in the past 5 years, and this is a company that a lot of people looked at, competitors, analysts looked at and said, they're lost, right, Josh?
That's right. Their search product was not as good as Google's. People type in searches into Yahoo and they're not happy with the results.
Yeah.
They were making money primarily from an investment in Japan. They own one of the largest Asian kind of auction companies called Alibaba.com. So people were pressuring them to sell that stake in Alibaba and then sell the whole company to Microsoft or someone else who could benefit from owning Yahoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, and that happens. Companies are hot and, you know, but then they become not hot. There's a lot of reasons for it because other competitors pop up. The other thing is that a lot of times the people that start the firms either leave, other more creative people come along with new ideas. Top talent ends up leaving. With new firms, people are there maybe 5 years. If it is successful, hey, they'll cash out. They'll take their stock options. They'll leave. Maybe they aren't as hungry as they once were. So there's a lot of reasons companies lose their edge. So, and it's very easy to happen in the tech field. I mentioned something yesterday about Marissa Mayer being known for her work hours, working 120 hours per week when she was at Google. And, I mean, that's really pretty insane. If you divide it by seven, you're looking at about 17, 18 hours per day.
Wow.
And that's not taking any days off, and that hardly leaves any time for eating and sleeping. You have to decide, is it going to be worth it? And I don't know if I would recommend that for anybody. She obviously loved what she was doing. As an early employee at Google, she did benefit from some of the stock options. And we'll find out. I'll tell you how much she benefited after we have our first reading. It'll be that column there online on page 29.
As an early Google employee, Mayer was also something of a celebrity in Silicon Valley. Still, the move to Yahoo is an opportunity for Mayer to claim a bigger stage. Possible turnaround ahead. Questions remain whether Mayer can make a difference at Yahoo. Some openly wonder if Mayer's appointment will make a dent, and whether Yahoo might besmirch her stellar reputation if things don't work out. She's not at Google anymore, and if she's going to try and out-Google Google, that would be a terrible mistake, analyst Yarmus says. Clearly, she saw that her path to the top at Google wasn't going well, and revenge can be a powerful and dangerous motive. Mayer's appointment brings a person with cachet and connections to Yahoo, analysts say. But Yahoo has defined itself as a media company working to attract advertising dollars, an agenda echoed by former interim CEO Levinson. Mayer's Google tenure and engineering background could signal an about-face for Yahoo.
Our reading says, as an early Google employee. How early?
Very early, 1999. She was employee number 20.
All right, she was employee number 20. That's early. And I had mentioned as far as, you know, what she was able to garner over the years from her stock options. And she's actually, her net worth is $300 million. So
wow.
Marissa Mayer is worth $300 million. Sorry, guys, she's married. And
she doesn't have to work, is what she's saying.
Doesn't have to work. That's
right.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
So she truly loves what she does.
Yeah. Mm. Her contract with Yahoo is it's a five-year contract, and the minimum for her will work out to be $117 million. That's if she'll get that. Regardless whether she's there or not. So
but the upside, I'm sure.
She could learn even more.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of it is, of course, salary, bonuses, options are the big chunk of that. So so she doesn't have to work. She loves what she does, right?
Which you would have to do if you're going to do something 120 hours a week.
Yeah.
But it says that the move to Yahoo is an opportunity for her to claim a bigger stage. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about the money, it sounds like, Bill.
Mm. Well, that's right. Josh, you mentioned she's got to love what she does, but also, what do we mean here by a claim to a bigger stage? Is she singing, dancing?
Well, I think we learned that early on when she joined Google, she was one of the company's first female engineers, so somewhat of a celebrity. But doing this and moving to Yahoo means maybe, like Josh mentioned yesterday, giving her a new challenge to be the CEO of the company.
Well, yeah. Now she can be the boss.
Hmm.
All right. Even though she was highly successful and had a very responsible position at Google, she still was not at the top of the heap.
No, that was Sergey and Larry's company through and through. Hmm. And they had a CEO in their place for quite a while, Eric Schmidt. But even he couldn't crown, you know, kind of gain all the limelight, even when Sergey and Larry stepped away.
Hmm.
In fact, several other people recently, right before she had left Google, other people had been promoted and she had been passed over. And there was talk on the street in the tech world that she had hit her own ceiling at Google. There was nowhere else for her to move up. And clearly the company had made a decision not to promote her beyond what she was, which, you know, that happens. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is personality, vision. Is so much of it. It's not about whether somebody's working hard, whether they're producing. In that position, a lot of it is about vision. Hmm. And they just decided other people had what their vision was. And she clearly, there was a message was she had to move on. Hmm. So, and moving on to Yahoo was the choice for her. Now we see here impossible turnaround ahead. There are some questions whether this is going to work.
Right. A turnaround is just as it sounds. We're going to move a company in the right direction, turn it around from where it's headed. And turnarounds can be very difficult. And this is a question that all of Silicon Valley is asking. Is this appointment going to make a dent? Will she make any difference at all in the struggles that Yahoo has been facing?
Okay. Now, first off, when we openly wonder, what's that mean?
They're openly speaking about it. You know, people are talking about it, like we know Wall Street Journal, you know, these kinds of magazines. And people, journalists, they're openly talking about the fact that will she be able to make a difference? We talk about the word make a dent, reduce something. But will she be able to turn this ship around?
Yeah. And there's also not just the question of whether she's going to make a dent, but there's a personal issue here too.
Right. Maybe Yahoo might besmirch her if things don't work out. They might say bad things about her if she doesn't turn out to be the savior that they're hoping she is.
Yeah. When we talk about them besmirching her stellar reputation, that just means, you know, if it doesn't work, it might be looked at, uh-oh, there's a failure on her resume. So up to this point, she's had this stellar reputation. She is like this glowing angel. Everything she has touched has turned to gold. Part of that is being part of Google.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Part of it is her hard work and her intelligence. Now she might go and then all of a sudden she's got this white suit of armor on, and then all of a sudden there might become a couple dents or some oil marks on it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what might happen with her reputation. Maybe through no fault of her own.
Very possibly. And it goes on to say that she's not at Google anymore. If she's going to try and out-Google Google, that could be a terrible mistake.
What does that mean, out-Google Google?
Means to outdo Google. So here it means to do better than, would possibly be quite a bad mistake for her.
And actually try and outdo them at their own game.
Right, using their own
strategies.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to copy them. You don't want to say, oh, we're going to copy them and we're going to do it better. No, you have to chart your own course, choose your own path. That would be a terrible mistake, says analyst Jonathan Yarmus. And then he continues to say,
well, clearly she saw that her path to the top at Google wasn't going well. And you alluded to that earlier, Bill, that there was just not a place for her in the C-level suite, we might say, with a chief executive title or a chief operating officer title at Google. She was head of product development, and that's, it looked like, where she was going to stay. So revenge, Yarmus says, can be a powerful and dangerous motive.
What does he mean by that?
He means that if your motivation to do something is to get revenge on somebody, yes, it can be powerful, so you can do a lot of damage, but it can be dangerous because it can also be your downfall in the end.
Yeah, it could end up causing damage to yourself if you're focused on just the revenge part.
Right.
I'm going to get back at them for not making me CEO.
Mm. And she has such a sweet smile. I can't even see that being possible.
120-hour work weeks, demanding perfectionist. I don't know.
Watch what lurks beneath that smile.
Something tells me that she wouldn't be a day at the beach to work for.
That's so possible.
All right. Mayor's appointment brings what?
Well, a person with cachet and connections to Yahoo. When you have cachet, you have something that other people admire or find attractive. You're a big shot.
Okay. All right. So she's got collateral with other people. She's got power. And so she's got all of this. But Yahoo has defined
itself as a media company working to attract advertising dollars. I think that's something that Josh mentioned yesterday. You know, and in the past, Yahoo has struggled to find its identity. And so right now, it's a media company, which is quite different to what Google has been.
Right. Google's a software company that makes our lives better with technology. Yahoo has tried to be an entertainment company where they tried very hard to build a presence in Hollywood and create TV shows and games and entertain us with their content. They've tried to be a media company now again where they're going to earn our eyeballs through good software and then make money off selling banner ads and online advertising.
We see here the term an agenda echoed by former interim CEO Levinson. What does that mean?
Well, that he reiterated that. When you echo something, you say it back to someone as you heard it. Or in this case, you reiterate, you say that you also agree that that's the direction our company should head.
That was Levinson's background. Levinson's background, he had bounced around the different media companies. That was his specialty. Of course, he was the interim CEO right before Marissa Mayer. Now, in a way, this next sentence is almost like a however. However, Mayer's Google tenure
and engineering background could signal an about face for Yahoo. We've been talking just at the very top of this possible turnaround ahead. Josh mentioned Yahoo being media company, whereas Google is very different. So Mayer's background may cause them to go in a completely different direction.
Yeah, her background is engineering, technology. Actually, her undergraduate degree at Stanford was in symbolic systems, and then a master's degree in comp sci, computer science at Stanford. So, and she specialized in artificial intelligence. So she is clearly an engineer. A different animal from her predecessor, Ross Levinson. So again, about face, changing direction. This is the thing that has plagued Yahoo, right?
That's right. Are we software? Are we media? Are we advertising? Who are we?
All right. So, well, let's, who are we? Well, let's, who is Marissa Mayer? Let's look at that sidebar right below our reading. What does it say?
It says, joining the crew, Mayer, Google's first female engineer, joins a short list of female CEOs at large public tech companies. The elite club includes Hewlett-Packard, CEO Meg Whitman, and IBM CEO Virginia Romney. Sheryl Sandberg, who's Facebook's chief operating officer, essentially runs day-to-day operations.
Okay. In fact, we had just talked about Sheryl Sandberg in our previous article and about this thing about the female CEOs and how many there are in the Fortune 500 companies. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. First, let's get to our second reading. It will be there, that column on page 30.
She's an engineering type, which in some ways is good news. Ross Levinson had said they would focus as a media company, and that was not necessarily good news, says IDC analyst Karsten Veda. Yahoo's advertising sales business needs to change to shore up its shortcomings, he says. The situation isn't entirely dire. The portal attracts about 700 million visitors a month, which helped it generate nearly $1 billion in ad sales last quarter. Challenges ahead. But that business is under siege from Google, Facebook, and an armada of startups vying for eyeballs and revenue. Yahoo's slice of the nearly $40 billion U.S. online ad market, 16% in 2009, was 9.5% in 2011, and could slide to 7.4% this year, according to eMarketer. Whether the new CEO and a new board are the fix remains an open question.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Amanda Young-Pierre and Josh Mooney. We're on our last reading of this article, Yahoo Gets a New CEO. It's on page 30. And how do we start this reading?
Well, it says that she's, Marissa, is an engineering type. And when we talk about someone being something type, means that's your focus, that's your background or specialty.
Okay. And I had mentioned some things about her education. And, of course, at Google, she continued as an engineer. And this quote is from IDC analyst Karsten Wide, who continues by saying, Ross Levinson had said,
they would focus as a media company, and that was not necessarily good news.
What? What does he mean? What does the analyst mean by that?
He doesn't agree that they should be a media company.
Uh-huh.
He feels they should go back to their roots as a software company and develop some good products.
Okay, so this analyst is saying, well, they were heading in the wrong direction with Ross Levinson. Yeah,
right.
So this analyst likes this move, and maybe they can get on to some of the things that they're strong with. Now, Yahoo's advertising sales business
needs to change to shore up its shortcomings, he said. So there's been a lot of shortcomings or failures in the past, and they need to do something stronger with their advertising sales to make up for that.
Okay, shore up.
Yes, to make something stronger. We've talked about a lot of words in this lesson about improving and turning it around and making a dent. Now we're talking about shoring up. To bring it up to shore means making it stronger.
And we're shoring up shortcomings.
Right. We're areas we fall short in our business. So Yahoo certainly has a strong ad sales business. And the ad sales business is talking about selling online search terms, online banner ads, video banners. And this is a huge, huge industry.
All right. Well, is it a disastrous situation?
No, the situation isn't entirely dire. And dire meaning very serious or extreme. It's not.
Okay. And refer to Yahoo as the portal.
Right. That's almost kind of like a 90s term, talking about a website that seeks to do lots of things to aggregate different types of content into one URL. Yep. And so Yahoo might be a finance resource to some, a movies resource to another, a junk email account to a few of us. And that, when it does a lot of things for a lot of people, can be called a portal.
Okay. Well, they still get a lot of users.
They do. They get 700 million visitors.
Okay, 700 million a month. And because of that, they were able to generate
quite a lot of money, $1 billion in ad revenue just in the last quarter. Okay. So if something is done in a quarter, of course, you multiply that by four to understand its yearly output. But that, again, is its ad sales revenue, not its profits.
Yeah. Okay, so just to keep things in perspective, because there's companies moving up, companies moving down. Facebook, of course, they talk about 1 billion users. However, the thing is, Yahoo actually makes more money than Facebook. So they have much more revenue than Facebook.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Search terms is big money.
Yeah.
Whether you're clicking on an ad on the right side of a column or just clicking on the term in the middle, people are spending a lot of money on those clicks.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right. There are still some challenges ahead. And we see here that their business is under siege from Google. What does it mean, under siege?
Under siege means under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Google, Facebook, and in a martyr of other startups are trying to get business from the same thing.
Okay, Armada.
Armada, almost like an army, a fleet of ships is what I think of when I think of an armada. In this case, it just means a very large number of companies, and we call them startups. I'm sure you've had that word in advanced lessons before.
Yeah, we've had lots of usage of startups covering all of our technology articles. So, Armada actually comes from the Spanish Armada back, I believe, in the 1400s. They actually used the Spanish Armada. They were going to go invade England, and that failed miserably.
Mm.
So it is a lot of ships. So it's funny. She jumps ship, and they're facing an armada of competitors.
It's a naval-themed lesson today.
Yeah. Now, we talk a little bit about some of the overall numbers of revenue.
Right. We hear Yahoo's slice of the nearly $40 billion U.S. online ad market is 16% in 2009 and was 9.5% in 2011 and could slide to 7.4% this year. So we see it's been decreasing over the years.
What do you think about that?
I think that is a red flag like none other to see a fairly large pie, a $40 billion pie, get sliced that low, almost in half in just 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's not growing. So that is definitely heading in the wrong direction. And that's something they need to turn around. And we're not sure whether the new CEO and new board are the fix. Well, it remains an open question. It's up in the air. We don't know. What's that mean, the fix?
Well, the fix, are they the solution? And we didn't know. They actually did replace their entire board, their board of directors, while they were making this decision for a new CEO.
The entire board?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Big changes.
Big changes. Wow. Well, before we sign off today, listeners, let's have our feature. Good morning, Jane. I've noticed something about you. You're always upbeat and one of the first people here at work in the morning.
Thanks for the kudos, Greg. I find that it's best to start my day early and give myself plenty of time to organize my thoughts and activities for the day.
I guess an early start can help you make a dent in the pile of work you have.
Without an early start, I find myself behind all day. How about you? How are you doing?
Well, I'm actually thinking of jumping ship, Jane.
What? I'm so surprised to hear that. What's going on?
Mega Computers called and wants to hire me as regional sales manager in Africa. The previous sales manager there has disappeared, so they want me to shore up a dire situation.
He disappeared? When?
About 2 years ago.
And they're just getting around to hiring his replacement now?
They had an interim sales manager, but he was attacked by hippos and had to quit due to injuries. They think I'm the right guy to spearhead a reorganization of the African sales.
I'm sorry to snicker over this, Greg, but are you crazy? One guy disappears, the other is attacked by hippos, and you're thinking about taking this job?
You don't think it's a good move?
Look, Greg, you're a top-flight salesperson, and the management here at Glitch Gadgets thinks you have a bright future. So forget the job in Africa with Mega Computers.
I do respect your opinion, Jane, since you are so smart and successful. Maybe you're right. Maybe that job in Africa is a bit dangerous.
Just a bit. Come on, let's go to Moonbucks and perk up our day with a latte.
Now, that's what I call a good offer. Now, we've got two sidebars. One I'll just quickly mention. You can check out Marissa Mayer's tweets there on page 30. And it just gives you some insight into her and some of the things she's tweeting about her husband and her baby. And then she hired this new chief operating officer, Henrique de Castro, who also came over from Google. But let's turn back to page 29, women heading Fortune 500 companies.
It's quite a list. It's headed by Meg Whitman, the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, who ranks 10th on this company ranking. And Marissa Mayer is down at the bottom, but she just makes the list at 483.
Okay. Well, so you see where Yahoo is. Now, what's interesting is not only are we addressing women heading companies, but we're also talking about mothers.
That's right. We learned that when Mayer was announced as CEO of Yahoo, she also revealed that she was pregnant. So being a full-time mom and also CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and she actually gave birth to a baby boy in September 30th of 2012.
Well, you know, the ironic thing, if you did look at those tweets on page 30, her husband announces the birth on October 1st, and, not surprising, she's back at work on October 15th. 2 weeks. She only took 2 weeks off.
Tireless worker.
Yeah. I don't know what I think about that. Well, listeners, let us know what you think about that. Write us a note at our webpage or even leave a note on Facebook. I'm curious what you think about Marissa Mayer and her avid working habits. Thanks for joining us. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Amanda.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.